in the last number of weeks and been studying some different things, and I had a puzzle about them, and God gave me an answer early in the morning. And I even talked about places it's hard for me to understand when you read about David and what he did. And a few weeks ago, I preached on that. And the fact is that he could be a man of God's own heart and see as much wrong with his life. Go through the Old Testament, you find many things that were done, people that God would use, most people would kind of shun at or make fun at or not use them at all, criticize them. If you don't believe that, you look in the Scriptures. You'll find God dug a lot of folks out of holes, folks, and used them for his glory. And by the way, he dug you out of one, too, when he saved you. You may not know it or not. He saved me. And God is a wonderful God. And I just mentioned my prayer, Cable, right then. And because of the night, I'm going to say this part. I asked the Lord, if I don't understand, because some of the people that you use were about as bad as anybody I've ever seen. And yet, on the other hand, I've seen a lot of God's people have a lot of serious problems. Another morning, early in the morning, God showed me something that answered the question. And could I share it with you just a minute before we get into the rest of the service? I was talking about the other day, same thing. And a few others we talked about. I just couldn't understand. And God, all of a sudden, in studying, helped me realize that he sees things I don't see. About every last one of us. From Adam's day to our day. And in my mind, I was thinking, Lord, look at Paul. Of course, God knows everything in the beginning. You got to understand that to begin with. He says that in the Scriptures. But what God sees is beyond where you're at in your sin. And I'm messing right now. I can't wait to preach it. And I will when I finish it. It's not finished yet. And God's impressed in my heart, son. Let me just tell you. Now, he don't talk to you that way, but you talk to yourself when you read the Word of God and it's hid in your heart. And I began to see that God set forth this wonderful truth. You see, your experience is all the thing you see. I see your potential. And when I look at you through my son, the day you got saved, you hadn't been everything you should have been all that, but you've grown a lot in the last 60 years, this September 27th. And I want you to know this. I see your potential. You only see your performance. And the Holy Spirit convicts you about a lot of things about your performance. But let me tell you, I see much more now in what you saw, and I saw it when you got saved. And so therefore, my prayer, and I mean that, and God just touched my heart when I prayed that prayer then, my prayer is, God, please help me in Jesus Christ that my performance will equal what you see in my potential. And that's my prayer. And that helps me understand. I don't care if you look at anybody and say, hey, let me tell you somebody in the Bible that did this and that. That's all right. God saw their potential, and before they died, he put their performance became his what he saw in potential. And that's what he's doing with you and I. And so tonight, I don't know where I preach it at, but I'm going to preach it. To me, it's been a bed in my soul, and I'm on it. I haven't finished it all up yet. But give me an answer, that whatever I may see, I don't see all God sees. And God sees the performance is not what I'm potential to do. He sees my potential, and eventually, with God's help, we might reach what he sees our potential is as we perform our way towards that goal. That's good, folks. I don't know what you think about it. It's good. It settled my heart now to understand why God uses people like us. If you'll be honest, when you got saved and where you're at now, you're a lot closer to him, should be, than where you got saved. But I tell you, there's a lot of things you've done you didn't think you'd ever do. And God could see the potential. And there's some in here right now, and will be in the future. God sees the potential now someone do it if they just give themselves to him and not be afraid to do it and let God use them for his glory. And the day will come that their performance will be better now because their performance will equal their potential. But listen to me, it has to be only in Jesus Christ. It has to be in that. All right, that's a free sermon ahead of time. So tonight again, I want to thank you for being here. And the first thing we want to do, and we're not going to take this tonight because it's family affair. And I'm so grateful. Sister Betty and I looked back this past week, and we was thinking about the number of people that became in our church either by save or through the years as a member. And we've been blessed to have about 1,427 people who come into our church and served during some time in the years past, in the last 51 years. And we thank God for that. And many of these, a lot of these were saved. A lot of them moved here and joined with us in membership because they believed what we were doing. And it's so what blessed my heart. My wife just visited recently. So he had been in our church. And they were talking about what they appreciate. And this says to the, this, I'm going to say this out to the singing, to the choir, to the specialists, to Joy, Brother Ken. They said that what they blessed them so much when they walked in this church that the music was not like the world music. And I said, well, praise the Lord. They're not members yet, but they come back from time to time. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there is something special that God has given us that we try to hold the line. It's not easy. We get criticized a whole lot. But on the other hand, God honors that. And I believe it all in my heart, just like the song tonight. I believe all in my heart that those are the things that God sets the table for us to preach the word of God. And I thank God for that. And who knows? There's some people that say, well, God's going to lead our way to be great helpers in the work and put what I call the second storage on this building that we might do for God's glory. And thank you for being here tonight. So Ed is going to have a little bit about the birthday. I don't know what. But we're not really celebrating a big thing, but it is a big thing. We're just celebrating our fellowship tonight. Nothing big other than that. And so we appreciate it for people who've been with us. We give them a certificate for 20 years. And that's what we have tonight. And so I'd like to do this to start with. This is the Fellowship Baptist Church in appreciation present to some people for 20 years in faithful membership here. And of course, what we have so far is Brother Sam Williams, and also we have Sister Betty Williams, and of course they're not here tonight because of physical problems. They would be if they could be, but they would be 20 years, and we get this to them sometime this coming week and tell them, just if you have to see them before I do, tell them they want a reward tonight, and I'll be telling them what it is later, okay? Amen. And thank the Lord for that. And then some others have been with us that number of times too. Kayla Langan, this is his 20th year with us, and give this to him. And also, let's see, Tim Berger, is he here tonight?
No.
If he's not, give it to him and tell him we'll take the time. And then one more that's fixing to have the best time in his life in just a few weeks from now. Married a fine young girl, fixing to. And I hope she finds in him what we think's in him. Amen. Matthew Carroll. Where's Brother Matthew at?
Good to see you. 20 years.
And he came years ago when he was about that long. But he's been a blessing. We enjoy people grew up in our church and come like that. And what a joy. It makes you feel older, but it makes you feel good. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that. And by the way, I talked to Sister Leonard this morning. I was talking to her, and she went out, and I said, see, it's about 3 weeks, 4 weeks before you get married. No, she said, it's only 2 weeks away. Amen. It amazes how nervous people get sometimes, you know, like that. But we're so grateful for that. Now, another thing I'd like to do, anybody here doesn't have a copy of our history of our church, you feel free to let us know. We'll get that copy to you and thank the Lord for give you some idea of what's going on. What I'd like to do before we do anything else, before we have prayer, I want to come around to all of you and have prayer together and thank God for these years. But what I'd like to do is we do every year, we talk about the people who come from different times of the age. Many have gone on to be with the Lord. But if it's by chance that you were here at the time, we started in 1968 May and to 1970, Stan. That man's before in 19. Is anyone here like that? All right. And of course, Mrs. Ennis. Help her out. Amen. Amen. Okay, Sister Glenda. And help Mrs. Ennis up. She can. Amen. And then how about somebody, if you came into our church between 1971 and 1980, stand up. 1971, 1980. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We appreciate that. If you came in between 1981 and 1990, just stand up. That year. All right. Amen. Amen. Thank God. If you came in from 1991 to 2000, stand up. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. If you came in from 2001 to 2010, stand up. Amen. Isn't that great? That's great. Amen. If you came in 2010, to the day, stand up. Amen. Isn't that great? Amen. Now, if you are here tonight and you hadn't done it yet and you want to come, you can stand up right now. we'll have you do that. Isn't it a joy?
Amen.
Just think about this, folks. That's over. We're talking about 51 years birthday and almost 52 years being here as we talk to people. And it's amazing that, can you imagine if we see this in heaven one day and we all go together? And I believe God will let us do that. I think He'll let us get to do that. We who serve God here in spirit and in truth, and for the years we've been here, the years He gave us, we who have been faithful, those who have done all those things and filled places and see that God has used us. And we really see things as the ark, or He keeps accurate records, how He's used us. I don't know. There's something about, I think the greatest joy that you could see and be part of is when Jesus introduces His bride to God the Father, marriage supper of the Lamb. And He'll do that. And it'll be all the saints of God in the age of grace have been saved. But think about the breakdown of that, of those who have been saved through the ministry of God's work at Fellowship Baptist Church, where we've been part of. So we'll see what happens in the great utopia of getting the gospel out to the world for all these years. But I think we're going to see also when we get there how much joy we're going to have with each other to know we served each other here and did and faced many things. And most, by the way, you don't serve God without facing things. The tests come, folks. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you, the tests come. Sometimes you can't. There's no, it always amazes me how much that sometimes God's people have to weep. You say, I don't ever weep, but it'll come. I guarantee you, you won't live in this life long and serve God without weeping some. But they're not weeps of fear. They're not tears of fear. They're tears of joy. You can't explain how you can have joy when you weep in the presence of God. And when most people look at tears as being something that has to do with some disaster, some kind or another, some type of pain. But God Almighty brings a joy in the midst of pain. You can't explain it. You just have to experience it. And when you experience it and try to explain it, no one else will hear it unless they've had similar things. But all of us know that what that means at that time. So tonight, thank you for being here. And if you would, I want you to come down around the altar, if you will. If you can't get there, get in a pew and sit. Let's have prayer together, and then we're going to go over and have refreshments. And thank you for being here. Please go with us. You know what? I enjoy being with God's people in church because I realize I'm going to enjoy it more when we get to heaven and don't have all the baggage to carry with us. And when God is doing something in our hearts and life, we find ourselves sometimes weary in this life because of it. But one day we'll worship Him. We'll serve Him in a capacity with a glorified body. And I believe that. I don't think God's going to let us be in heaven for eternity and not have anything to do. But we enjoy what we're doing. When we get tired, we'll always be what we ought to be before Him because we'll have a glorified body that has never sinned. I can't imagine what that's like. But I'm glad one day I will know what it's like. Amen. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank You tonight as we come to You, bow before You, my Father. And we look back over the years and our hearts are touched and we thank You so much for the road You cut out in Clayton for Fellowship Baptist Church. Think in those early years, Lord, when we started it, where we'd go, we'd have people in other churches saying, what are we doing? Starting another church. Clayton didn't need another church in Clayton. And maybe in their eyes, a lot of folks, they didn't. And then I remember one time having a funeral in a church outside of town. Somebody had died. They asked me to help with the funeral. And I met a couple of pastors, and they asked for the fact that I check with the minister association to see whether there was a chance to build another church in the town of Clayton with less people in so many churches they had. And I said no. And I didn't do that. I checked with You, Lord. And I thank You for leading us through the years and giving us godly people. We've all not been what we ought to be, maybe at times because we get caught up in the rat of living, race of living. We get caught in projects and situations in life. Sometimes, Lord, we do our best to stress forth that which is holy and righteousness. And then because of that, we get slammed in the face or cussed out or told to leave. And the righteous indignation rise up in us. And when the world sees that, it looks like just like anybody else who might get angry. And we've asked You to help us through that through the years, and You have. And yet, right in the midst, Lord, you've raised up a voice for you. And I believe that's not other churches are doing it, Lord. They are, but we know what you led us to do. And I thank you for that. And thank you for giving us people down through the years. And we go back sometimes, and Lord, I'm amazed that we go and look at their registers sometime, and I see people I remember years ago when I look at their names, but I have forgotten what they had done. And I go back and look at the register, and you bring to mind that we've always had someone who stepped up. Lord, I can't look at the register without thinking for Brother Troy and his faith and help us in those early years on the grounds here. We need so much help. And Lord, I can't thank you for the time that we had a radio program, and we owed about $3,000 on the radio program. We had to stop the program. This was with Garner Station. And Lord, just all of a sudden, one morning after service, a brother came in and said, Brother Anderson, I God touched my heart this morning. I want to take care of that bill. And he paid that $3,000 just out of the blue. And somebody didn't have, a lot of folks had more money than this bill, God had, but he just took care of the bill. Itself. He's like, God touched my heart to do it. I want to do it. And we've seen that over and over again many times. There was many when we took bonds out in the sense of trying to know interest who took bonds and didn't really have the money, but they took a step of faith and took bonds in turn, knowing that they'd get their money back when it was used because they believed what God was doing. And they did just that. And Lord, all of these things together working, no individual could have done it by ourselves. And us as a group couldn't have done it without you. And we recognize that, but we know this, you give us people. And you give us people at the right time. And Father, we thank you for the burdens. We thank you for the problems you give us. And we thank you for the answer of problems down through the years. Thank you for the grace of God, as our sister sung about tonight. Knowing that's all what it's about. Thank you for the souls that have been saved. Thank you for the souls that have been helped. And Lord, as we go now many times, it's like I met a fellow this past Saturday down the street here, and all of a sudden he mentioned the fact that Barbara and I visited him when he was a boy. Now he's in his mid-50s, and he was a boy. He remembered that. He said, Preacher Anderson, you don't realize what kind of impact God made on us with you. And they moved away, and now he's moved back. And the Lord amazes me. There's no telling what you do through the people of our church that we don't know about, that God keeps a record because we try to be faithful. Help us to understand that we don't have it all together all the time because we don't know all that we need to know. But we're walking by faith, Lord. And in faith, you said, if such as things hoped for, if things not seen. You told us without faith, we can't please you. So we're trying our best to walk by faith. That means, Lord, every time we take a step of faith, we trust you for solid ground, that we might take another step and another step. And then as the years go by, look back and we see how God brought us through a path and turned, that he was guiding us. And sometimes when we made the wrong turn, a door seemed to open. It was the wrong door. And then, Lord, you brought us right back on the main road again because of just wanting to serve you. Tonight, bless us together as a family. We are a family, Lord. And one day we'll long when we can go before you in the portals of glory. And then we will see really what God has done through us here. Every person who's ever been a member of this church, everything that you've ever done through this church that you helped financial-wise, soul-winning, teaching, boys and girls been raised years ago, hundreds and hundreds of boys and girls on the buses, road, and now adults, and we don't know where they're at. And every once in a while, we'll come across someone who rode a bus here many years ago, and now they're adults, and they remember what they learned from that teacher, from that individual. Sometimes they'll ask me, is that teacher still here? Is that teacher still teaching? Is that teacher still alive? Lord, that everything that we face is that in turn which God has led us to do. Sometimes we fail you and we're sorry for that. But we thank you that at least when we did try our best and we found out that it didn't work out just right, we went back to our source and we asked you, Lord, to give us direction. We don't care who's right. We just want to know what's right. And Lord, we can't know what's right if we're lazy and not study the Word of God. And we thank you to know that. And then you bless our heart. And you let us know that in the Scriptures we can find the answer to the problems of life. Holy Spirit, thank you again for living in us. And sometimes the world can't understand that and they make fun of it. And they think that we're living in some fantasy land. But to us who are saved and understand the operation of the Holy Spirit, we know the greatest power God has is the Holy Spirit in us. And guiding us and directing us even when we fail. Let us feel the presence of God. Let us feel something in heart, like a disaster, something down, feel down and out, and even guilty sometimes. And we come to you and notice First John 1:9 is that medicine that God gives us as a spiritual child of God, that we make our petition to you and know you hear our prayer. Now we pray to bless the food and refreshments together as we, who knows, it might be somebody here tonight, be in eternity before the week's out. And yet the last few minutes on this earth we spent here together as a family, because we are a family, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And as we go forward, help us learn again, find out what you know in our potential, Lord. Holy Spirit, please help us yield to you. And we pray again that we'd exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. And somehow or another, we please the Father when we do it in that order. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.